This is Nana Visitor, and this is Screen Geeks Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Screen Geeks Radio. This is Dave.
And Josh.
And Barry is gone, actually. He's in Vegas at this Star Trek experience. Apparently, he heard that 7 of 9 was going to be there, so apparently he's stalking her.
Awesome.
I don't know why, but, you know.
I know Vegas is fun. Hopefully he's having fun.
I think so, yeah. Well, he left me a voicemail last night. And he was, like, in the museum.
Oh.
And he was like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Ever.
Yes. And I will agree. It is pretty dang cool. If you want to see it, I'd say go see it sooner than later, because apparently they're not renewing the lease, so it's going to be going away.
Wait, which hotel is that at? Do you know?
It is at... Oh, shoot. And there's people going all over the place. It's at the... It's right on the tip of my freaking tongue. Oh, dear God.
That's okay.
I have to look it up now, because I feel like an idiot. Hang on. Well, since Barry's not here, let's go ahead and I'll let you start off. We're going to skip our what we saw this week. We're going to make it our main topic because Barry's not here and we're just lazy.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so let's talk about what hit this week and we'll go from there.
Well, last week, what came to theaters, we had Steve Carell and Anne Hathaway for the much anticipated Get Smart. And then also we had Mike Myers and Jessica Alba in The Love Guru.
Are you saying that wasn't quite as highly anticipated?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you said that you heard it was high more anticipated from the movie awards, right?
Well, I don't know about that, because I think I've read one positive review of the thing in the entire time. The Las Vegas Hilton, that's where the Star Trek experience is. See, it's all about stalling.
Yeah.
And making it work. I don't know. So, yeah, freaking Love Guru. I refuse to watch it.
You know, Barry saw it, and he said it wasn't. He said it wasn't as bad as you would think, but it was still pretty bad. He said it was better than Zoan, at least.
It's kind of like saying this is the best crap sandwich I've ever had.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, but I guess he said Timberlake was like the best part of the movie.
He looked like it in the trailer.
Yeah,
I may actually watch it at some point just because. Who ever thought I would be saying? I want to see a movie because of Justin Timberlake.
You know, and I hated Alpha Dog, but I thought he did a really good job in that movie, too. I think he's a talented actor, so.
Absolutely. So let's talk Get Smart, because we both saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is not going to be the best movie of the year.
No.
But this is everything you want a big summer blockbuster movie to be. Yeah. It is a fun, fun, fun time.
I loved it.
Yes.
And especially, you know, being hyped up for it, as I was, at least seeing the footage last year at Comic-Con, and then the preview at Starfest just... It's like, can't wait to see it. It was awesome.
Though. I love the train bit. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, that was phenomenal.
There are some huge action set pieces. Yeah. I love the comedy. I liked Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, I did too.
I've never not liked her. I should say that.
Well, I thought the chemistry, at least the age difference, while they explained it, I don't want to give anything away, I still thought it was a little weird.
It is kind of.
It's just kind of like, he's a lot older than her. I don't know if somebody like Charlize Theron or something maybe would have worked better, but she still did a phenomenal job.
So. Yes. Yeah, I think she was great. She had a great chemistry. She was able to play sexy without being, you know, I don't know.
Over the top with.
Yeah.
About it. Yeah.
Yeah, like not, yeah, not being like, hey, check these out, you know, which I appreciate. I appreciate someone, you know, who can exude confidence without, you know, having to bear it all to feel quote unquote legit.
Yeah.
I'll just put it that way.
And even the scene that we saw at Starfest was much more elaborate in the movie, in the context of the film. That was just as funny. And
yeah, we were talking beforehand. You said that a lot of the big moments are in the trailer.
Yeah.
But you don't have the context, which helps a lot.
Yes, it does.
Yes. Yeah. The paintball scene.
Yeah,
I am not proud of what I just did. I loved that. It was great. Yes, and The Rock was good in it.
Oh, The Rock was great.
Played a little bit more of a straight role, which I liked. I liked the Patrick Warburton cameo. That's all I'll say. Oh. That made me happy. But it brings you to Masioka and Nate Torrance. They kind of stole the movie a little bit here and there.
They did when they were in it. It was really, really, they did a great job. Especially being in such an ensemble cast as they were.
Yeah, they were just in it here and there. And, yeah, and then the guy who got hit with the stapler twice. That was great.
You know, yeah, he's on The Office.
Is he?
Yeah. He's kind of all, you see him in everything, Anchorman and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of his name.
I need to start watching the U.S. version of The Office.
Yeah, you do. I'll just give you my seasons.
Okay, yeah. I need to start going through those, because we're going to talk about it at some point in here in a future episode as well. Get away from movies completely.
Yeah. Well, I know, but I think of the thing that a lot of people are going to complain about is Steve Carell's performance not being on par with who played
Don Adams?
With Don Adams.
Really? I thought he made Max his own character.
He did. See, that's why I liked it.
So. And it wasn't trying to do an impersonation, which would have been an insult.
Yeah.
And as soon as he said, I'm not doing a Don Adams impersonation, that made me extremely happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a good time. It overall, sometimes the females in the audience will understand this. Sometimes, and you'll understand it too. Sometimes a comedy is just a dumb boy movie. That's what Get Smart is.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, if you're a girl and have to go see it and you're not big on it, you won't hate it, but it's definitely,
but not it's got a strong, Anne Hathaway's a strong female lead. And
oh yeah. No kidding. So. Oh dear Lord. I love the laser beam stuff.
Oh yeah.
And then with the guest appearance with the leading Max. To, oh yeah. That the physical comedy was really good on all hands. Yeah. I loved it. Yes. It's so hard not to go into spoilers.
I would say, I know. I kind of want to say all the jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
But, definitely the best thing, second best thing I've seen this summer besides Iron Man.
Really?
I'd say.
You liked it better than the Hulk?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. Okay. Okay, I think I'm kind of in the minority in how much I liked the Hulk, but I really dug the Hulk.
I love the Hulk too.
Get Smart. I really loved it. I can't wait to watch it again. I'll probably own it. Now, did you watch the TV show as a kid at all?
I used to watch it really late at Nick at Night, but I don't remember it.
Okay, I used to watch it during the summers, and it's such a good show. And they stayed true to all the characters. It was beautiful. And Bill Murray's cameo. That's all I'll say.
Oh yeah, that was so funny. That was awesome. I was kind of hoping he'd pop up more than that one time in the movie.
But. He will in sequels, because believe me, there will be sequels. I think.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. And they can only get better. So
exactly. You want to go ahead and talk about what DVD releases we got this week?
Sure. This week's DVDs, we have the new Futurama film, The Beast with a Billion Backs.
That's such a great name.
That is a long title. We have 10,000 BC from the director of Godzilla and Independence Day. We have the Spider-Rick Chronicles, which I don't know who's in that. It's a bunch of kind of kid actors, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but still.
But it's based off that kid's novel, and I actually wanted to see it.
Yeah, it looks really interesting. I can't wait to see it.
In Burgess, which I'm pretty sure won a bunch of awards, like independent awards, didn't it?
I think so, yes.
With Colin Farrell. We have Persepolis, the animated film that was nominated.
That's like going to the top of my Netflix queue.
I kind of want to see it too. The trailer kind of looks iffy, but
it looks like a more abstract version of Renaissance, which I kind of like. Renaissance was fun. I wasn't a big fan of Renaissance. It's like, yeah. The story just like I
same with Gattaca.
Yeah. with Contact.
Oh yeah.
Gattaca.
Oh, Gattaca is good.
Yeah.
And then we have Ryan Reynolds in Definitely Maybe.
He should definitely maybe skip the movie. I think that's what the word was when it came out.
And then another indie favorite that it's been getting a lot of good word is Charlie Bartlett. Yeah. I was at Blockbuster last night and all the employees were talking about it. So
have you seen the trailer?
Yeah, I have.
The trailer makes it look really interesting.
I kind of thought it looked okay, but now that everyone's talked about it so much, it's like, okay, but I'll see it. It's got Robert in it though, right? Robert
Downey Jr.? Yes, it does. And it just looks like a fun movie, like what Running with Scissors was trying to be, apparently. That's kind of looks like. Okay. All right, then. Well, shall we move on to some news then? Because, good Lord, have we got enough news. I need to bring up my actual IE session here. Should I start with the fun video that I just showed you?
Yeah, you should. That was funny.
Oh. So if you haven't seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off,
don't
watch it yet. Yeah, watch it, but not quite yet. Over at Slash Film, they have a Video of the Day section. And let's see here. On Friday, their video of the day was Requiem for a Day Off, which is where they recut portions of Ferris Bueller's Day Off and put it to the soundtrack of Requiem for a Dream using Lux Aeterna. And it's, what, about a 4.5-minute trailer? And it's so good. It makes the movie seem so
serious.
Just like
this epic drama.
with just music. With just a music change. They kept all the
dialogue and all that.
Everything was there except,
except the comedy. It was really well done, whoever did that.
Yeah. If you can try to forget about Ferris Bueller when you watch it, it makes it a lot better. Otherwise, you're just going to laugh at all the scenes because you know what's going on. But yes, very good stuff.
Well, supposedly this week, there's rumors that Christian Bale is going to play Robin Hood in Ridley Scott's Nottingham. Now, is this like a new twist on Robin Hood?
First of all, the trailer is so true. It's been debunked by Ain't It Cool.
Oh, really?
Essentially, I think it was Mr. Beeks posted over at ainitcool.com and said, I can't tell you how I know, I just know. But Nottingham is kind of like, you've heard of Wicked, right?
Yes.
It's essentially the same concept. It's Robin Hood told from the Sheriff of Nottingham's perspective. Oh, okay. So he's the good guy, Robin Hood's the bad guy.
Huh.
So, yeah.
That's interesting. So Christian Bale's not going to be in it then? Is that?
That's what the current thing I'm hearing is.
Oh, okay.
So who knows for sure?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a very popular name just to throw around. Well, since we're going into casting stuff, there's a rumor, and the Escape from New York remake, apparently it hasn't died. Why?
At least Brett's not involved anymore, right?
Brett Ratner, yeah, he's not involved. Gerard Butler's not involved. But they are talking about Josh Brolin playing Snake Plissken, taking over Kurt Russell's role.
See, and
I like Josh Brolin a lot.
Me too. But
and he could play the character.
But he's just as old as Kurt Russell, isn't he?
He's up there. Yeah, he's not young enough.
Just get Kurt Russell to do it.
Do Escape from Freaking Earth.
Yeah. Or Escape from anything. Escape from this awful remake.
Escape from Boston was the other idea put up over at Slash Film. But yeah.
Escape from Boston.
Yeah. You picked the other.
Escape cities. From Jersey.
Yeah. Ooh, who doesn't want to? I'm sorry.
No, but seriously, I mean, I'm sure they'd do it. Oh, I don't know this.
I'm guessing they probably would, because I mean, from Barry, this is like Barry's championing cause, and I'm kind of bummed he isn't here for this news to talk about it. But
yeah,
like he knows that the script is written for Escape from Earth.
Yeah.
So it's one can hope.
Come on, Carpenter, please. more news on Spider-Man 4 producer. The producer of the franchise.
Gouge my eyes with this microphone. I would right now.
She told theater owners on Thursday that Spider-Man 4 is supposedly scheduled for May 2011, and the script is being written by James Vanderbilt, and he hasn't turned in the draft yet or anything. But
and who is James Vanderbilt?
It doesn't say what he's written, but do you know?
No idea at all whatsoever. Okay, that's not the best sign.
Yeah.
The point is that Sam Raimi is not writing anymore, and I think that's unjustly due to Spider-Man 3 because he was forced to do something he didn't want to do.
Yeah. I mean,
not that we've talked about this in depth and beat the dead horse and done other things.
Well, if they're going to do another one, I say don't have Raimi back. Don't have anyone back and just start from scratch.
You might as well.
Much rather prefer that than have Raimi direct a script that he hasn't written and do.
But he has input.
That means, in quotes. What does
air quotes there. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. All right. So the movie that's been 6 years in the making, we've been waiting for news on. 6 freaking years, and Glorious Bastards is going to be 2 films. That's what Tarantino's saying.
Has it been
saying.
6 years?
Yeah, since he first started talking about it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but then again, that's just him saying something, so until I like hear that it's shooting and there have been things cast. And
yeah.
The one thing I like is, as a bit of a departure, he said that, this is over at ain'titcool.com, he said that he's not like writing for certain people. He's just writing the characters and going to actually do a casting process.
Well, that's interesting. That's cool. Yeah,
I think it'll let the characters breathe a bit more.
Usually, usually he doesn't do that. Like, Stuntman Mike was specifically written for Mickey Rourke at first, right?
Well, possibly, yeah.
Yeah, and then, that's interesting. Well, the teaser trailer description for the Terminator Salvation teaser that's supposed to hit with The Dark Knight.
I won't use the snoring joke twice in an episode, I promise.
Not to give too much away, but I guess it contains one big epic shot of Christian Bale's John Connor, and then what the Terminators are going to look like in the film. So it looks like it's going to contain some footage, not just
they
titles.
Look like Terminators.
I'm going to
go out on a limb here.
So I don't know. I have mixed feelings on this. I know you're not too excited about it.
Not so much. No. Wow. No, not even a little bit. Okay, move on to something else that I don't know if I care too much or not, but over at Ain't It Cool again, they have a picture of the motorcycle that's probably going to be used for RC in Transformers 2.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. Couldn't care.
I'm trying to figure out why they put RC in this when there's so many other Transformers you can use.
Well, aren't the Constructicons are supposed to be in it too, right?
To some extent. It's not for certain if they're going to end up being Devastator or not. Or
there is something I read about, something came out about the video game for the second movie that was, it's supposed to be like when you play the game you can build weapons on yourself and stuff. So there's rumors now about the Autobots being able to transform into guns and all that. So,
okay,
I don't.
You have to end up having the stunt bots and the aerial bots and the Insecticons and the Dinobots and the. There's so many, and we've got RC. I'm guessing it's to bring the female hero in, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But the character was, a wuss. I'll just say it. She was pretty much useless. So yeah.
It turns out that Kevin Smith is having a really hard time with the MPAA.
Oh, God. That's such a nice way to put that.
For Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Of course, when you make a movie of that title,
Yeah, but you know, he had a guy having sex with a donkey in Clerks 2.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'll let you go ahead.
And they didn't care about that, but yet they're more concerned about people having sex. And I'm sure it's probably not as explicit as what the MPAA is thinking that it is.
But I'll let you go ahead and discuss a little bit. What trouble is he having?
Well,
is this a Seth Rogen quote?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, let's see. It says, this came from Seth Rogen, right?
Yes.
This
quote? Yes.
The MPAA is gunning for us, I think. It's a really filthy movie. I hear that they're having some problems with getting an R rating from the NC-17 rating, which is never good. he says, if a guy screwing a donkey, they got no problem with, but a man and a woman having sex, they seem to have real issues with for some reason. It's insane and completely insane. So that's what I was talking about. Like, it's stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Same with the Team America, the puppets having sex. Who cares? They're puppets. So I don't know. That kind of stuff just pisses me off.
I can understand. Yeah, I Smith has always never been one to really worry about ratings so much.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know if he, I don't know. I haven't read the script. I don't know what's going on. I'm really curious to see it. I'll admit it, because he has this habit of making a really filthy movie sweet heart in the middle of it. And you're just, I would love to talk with the man sometime. Just sit down and talk with him, because he seems like such a fascinating individual.
Yeah.
Which I forget where I saw it. I think it was DVDtalk.com. Kevin Smith Sells Out is coming out. Which is the latest evening with.
Oh,
but it's his 37th birthday party.
Uh-oh.
With all kinds of stories. Apparently there's some really wrong ones.
That's going to be bad.
It's going to be
bad. You've seen the other ones, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are they funny?
The first one. The second one's entertaining. It gets a bit dry in spots. The first one is amazing. You put that one in the Netflix queue for sure.
I have to watch that.
Yeah. But, okay, back to the story I was going to use. Apparently Thomas Jane is got some makeup done so he could look like Jonah Hex.
And it looks pretty cool.
It looks insanely cool. Okay, the vicar over at Geek Radio Daily is now like crapping himself, since it's now been confirmed this wasn't just a production, like a concept photo. This is like Thomas Jane had a buddy come over
and do makeup on him.
So now he's being considered for the role. And
that's really cool.
Knowing the character as much as I do, I'm not a big Jonah Hex fan, but from what I've seen, I think he could do a really good job with Jonah Hex. And I think it'd just be fun to see a Jonah Hex movie.
At least he saved himself from the craptacular Punisher 2.
With Steven Seagal. I mean, wait, no, that's not. That's Ray Stevenson. I'm sorry. Have you got anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay, I've got one more left over at ain'titcool.com. They have posted up the Ong Bak 2 trailer. Now, have you seen Ong Bak?
No, I have not. I heard it's awesome.
Tony Jaa is... you do not watch these movies for any story... at all. I'll just say that you could probably find adult films with more storyline than what these things have.
Okay.
It's like watching like an action movie on crack. The stuff this guy pulls off is amazing, and he's a blast to watch. If you go up and like on YouTube and find some old Tony Jaa videos from when he was doing a promo work for Ong Bak, I think it was. He's doing that at a protector. The guy can do some amazing things, and he doesn't use wires. He doesn't do anything like that. It's all real stuff. And
that's cool.
He's just obscenely cool. So, yeah. All right. Well, I guess that'll wrap up the news for now. So let's take a quick break. But then we will be right back.
Sue Ellen Greenblatt is a real person, not an internet celebrity. So we've enlisted Billy Flynn and the Vicar to help her tell her story.
Geek Radio Daily gives me geeky news about movies, new DVD releases, even comics and gaming.
Geek Radio Daily makes me feel special.
Ah, yeah.
Womanly.
Yeah.
Okay, so the episodes are just 15 minutes, perfect for my commute or for just geeking out while I'm at the office.
Mm. All in one concise love package.
Ooh, the package, baby.
Uh-huh. And the best part is that it's a daily cast, so I'm always in the loop.
Sometimes I listen to it out of the bath, put on little outfits.
Ah!
It makes me want to invite all my friends over to show how refreshed I feel.
Mm, a slumber party, baby.
What? That's not what I said.
Get out the chocolate mousse.
Duct tape.
Oh, get out of here, you freaks.
Geek Radio Daily. One 15-minute podcast provides 15% of the USDA recommended daily allowance of geeky goodness. Subscribe through iTunes or visit geekradiodaily.com.
Such a disturbing trailer.
That's funny.
Commercial, whatever, you know, thing. Yeah. But it's beautiful as well. Okay, so this week we didn't actually come up with a topic, but at the same time, I know I've watched a crap load of movies.
I've watched a few.
Yeah, so figured, you know, let's just do a little recap of what we've watched. That for some reason this week was like a heavy movie watching week for me, so
Should I go first then, since you have so many?
Yeah, I probably will. I think I will. Should I just start off with the crappening?
Yeah, you should. Yeah, talk about the...
Don't. You know the Grindhouse trailer. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't see this thing. Oh, if you do, wait till the film crew ends up coming out, or Riff Tracks comes out for it, because then it'll be more enjoyable. Because seriously, this is like Mano's Hands of Fate. No, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians level was bad.
Were you laughing during it, or?
I was more shocked. I was stunned at just how bad this thing was. I couldn't have cared less about any single one of the developments, you know, at all. Like the gore, I guess it was kind of gory.
But was it like cartoonish because the movie was just bad, or?
No, I mean, it was pretty, it could have been very disturbing. Could had I cared. Yes. Yes. It was, you know, I mean, like if they did a remix trailer of The Happening with like Benny Hill music, I think that could be fun. But, oh, yeah, it's awful. I'm a fan of Shyamalan. I'm one of the few people who actually stand up and say I liked Lady in the Water.
Yeah.
This is colossally bad. I mean, still did acting. I've seen third grade plays with better acting. And it's not because the actors are bad. That's the really frustrating thing.
It's just
the
script,
thing.
Right?
The script, the direction. I don't know what, but since Shyamalan does it all, there's nowhere to turn except... And I've really respected the guy a lot. After seeing Unbreakable, I didn't say he was. I said he could turn into the next Hitchcock if he were to keep it up. Unfortunately, after Unbreakable, it kind of took a giant nosedive.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Yeah. This is like the bottom out, I think. I'm
curious to see. Well, obviously, I don't think his Airbender movie is going to come through then, do you?
I don't know.
I mean, the Highbending made money, but...
It did, but I'm trying to figure out why.
I don't know. Hulk leftovers. <That's>,
Hulk leftovers. Well, let me pull up the, yeah. Okay, let's see how bad The Happening dropped. It made $10 million this week.
And it made how much last weekend?
33? Like 30 something. It dropped 67%.
That is awesome.
It's kind of boned, yeah. I'm thinking. And hey, look at this. Get Smart One.
Good. Look, how much?
Like $39 million.
Okay, that's low.
Which still isn't. It's kind of low.
That's a lot lower than I thought.
But The Love Guru only made 14.
Thank you, God.
And it cost 62.
It did? You know,
probably
I heard
just for Ben Kingsley.
Well, I heard there was like a urine fight where they doused urine on each other. That's probably where all the money went.
Wow.
Yeah, I've heard not good things about The Love Guru.
Oh.
Speaking of bad comedies, I put in Semi-Pro to watch, and I sat through about... I sat through the opening credits, and then I sat
through...
Well,
you made it that far.
Sat through about... Probably about 10 minutes, and I just shut it off, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. So I put in a much better film, Be Kind, Rewind. I finally saw Be Kind, Rewind.
Okay, that's on my list, too. What did you think of it?
I loved Be Kind, Rewind. It was so funny.
The way they did Men in Black...
Yeah, that was...
Holy crap, that was... I was like, that's genius!
That was awesome. Well, and even though the film kind of ends on a downer, I felt really satisfied with it. And it really is just about the joy of filmmaking and what a community process that is.
And it does kind of take a Frank Capra... Francis Capra. Wow, I just went to Veronica almost, Mars for some reason. Somehow, it does kind of take a Capra-esque approach to how a movie can bring a community together.
Yeah.
You know what? I swallowed it up hook, line, and sinker. I love Be Kind, Rewind. I am not a Jack Black fan.
I'm semi. I like Tenacious D. That's about it.
Yeah. But he was funny. When they were climbing the fence and they stopped when the cops came over. Yeah. Was that not like the most amazing bit of costuming ever? Yeah.
Well, even, I mean, just the little, when Jack Black first gets exposed and he's walking in the store and every time he walks in front of the camera, it like flushes and stuff. Just little stuff like that. I mean,
it's a Michel Gondry film through and through.
Yeah. And I'm not really a big fan of his. I've seen all of his stuff and I just have not really liked it that
really?
Much. But I thought this was awesome. So
very cool. I'm curious. What do you not like? The surrealism aspects of it, or
I really didn't like Signs of Sleep.
Okay, fair
and,
enough.
What was the
Eternal Sunshine?
I got such a freaking headache after that movie was over. And I watched it again, and I liked it better because I could follow what was going on. But I just maybe that is it. It's so far out there for me to get connected with that. It's like
more importantly, did you see Dave Chappelle's Block Party?
No, I have not seen that.
Okay.
Okay. Is that, would you say that's his best? That he's
done? I don't know if it's his best, but it is a darn fine film. And I'm not a hip hop fan.
Yeah.
So,
but it's awesome.
Yes. Yes. So after following up with the crappening, I went and saw a, I went and decided to watch a movie that you and Barry seem to like a lot. Eastern Promises.
I've not seen that.
You haven't?
No.
I thought you had. Okay. Barry loved it. You need to see it.
Okay.
It is. I saw the trailer. I had no desire to see it at all. Who's whatsoever. In it? It's, Aragorn.
Oh.
Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah, Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. I just almost got some more hate mail there. And Naomi Watts.
Oh, okay.
It is. I thought it was just going to be.
He was nominated for that, right?
Was he?
Well, he played the Russian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, I think.
I could see him winning that. I thought it was just going to be like a Russian mob movie, which held no interest for me, but it is a truly compelling film, and it's very well done. I really dug the ever-loving crap out of it. Sweet. So, well, we're checking out. So, we're, essentially, this is going to be our Netflix queue or Hollywood video or whatever your Blockbuster. If you're going and looking for something to watch, this is going to be like our recommendation or stay away from it segment for the week.
Let's see. My mom had never seen Reservoir Dogs. So I was like, well, you have to see that. So we watched that.
I hate to say it. I'm ashamed to admit it.
Do you not like Reservoir Dogs?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
I have not.
Oh, it's so awesome. It's like a fine wine. Every time I watch it, it just gets better and better. It's so awesome, and it's a bank heist movie without the heist. You ever get to see the heist.
Okay.
And he just totally flips the genre on itself, and great acting and just great dialogue, just usual Tarantino awesomeness.
Sweet.
So,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, since you brought up the bank heist, I might as well bring up the classic that I'd never seen again. Another one I'm ashamed to admit. Quinn already in it. Cool has been watching a bunch of movies he needs to catch up on. I'm kind of trying to do the same thing, just without daily reviews. I finally saw Faye Dunaway. Oh, God. My brain has just turned to mush. Bonnie and Clyde.
Which is on my Netflix queue. So it's coming. It's coming.
Yes, it is. People compare it to Natural Born Killers, whatever. I think it's a truly superior film. It's a far more, the movie has a lot more fun to it. I'd say it probably has more in common with the Newton Boys.
Oh, okay.
Just because they're a bunch of good old boys just trying to do their own thing and not hurt anybody, and then they end up having to. And I mean, it has a Gene Hackman cameo in it.
Oh, Tess.
And he's great. Yeah, it's pretty darn funny. It's disturbing in bits. Apparently, I can see back in the day it being a very bloody movie.
Yeah.
Compared to now.
Sophomore.
You know, it's like an episode of 24, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
But it is a good movie. The gore isn't what that makes the movie good. So, yeah, it's well worth taking out.
Yeah, I've been wanting to watch it
for Warren a while, Beatty. So. Dear God, I'm having a hard time today.
And who plays the girl?
Faye Dunaway.
Faye Dunaway, okay.
And she is a knockout in it.
Is she? Yes. Awesome.
It is a very cute movie. It's well, cute. Oh, that's not the wrong word. She's extremely cute in the movie is kind of what I wanted to say. Wow.
This film is sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Then I decided to watch another Tarantino film. I watched Jackie Brown, which a lot of people... Have you seen Jackie Brown?
That's the other one I have. I've seen everything else.
Okay. A lot of people don't like it. I really like it. I think it's his most mature film. It's not... There's not a lot of action. It's really slow paced, but great performances. I mean, you have Robert De Niro playing a stoner, which where are you going to see that?
Well, then you can watch him in Stardust and see. Oh wait, sorry,
see it. Gay pirate.
Yes.
It's got. I mean, Robert Forster and Pam Grier haven't been headlining movies since the 70s.
Yes.
And it's fun to see them back on the screen. It's got cameos from Sid Haig and. It's got Bridget Fonda and, Sam Jackson. It's got all these people, even Chris Tucker, who I find annoying as hell, gives a great, great cameo in it. I just love it, love it, love
you
it.
You mean you don't want to see Meet Dave because Chris Tucker's in it?
Is he in that too? Awesome. Yeah. No, I will not be seeing that.
Okay. Yeah. That's the other trailer I forgot to mention, but that's okay. Who cares? That's another show.
So I'd say if you haven't seen it, it's really worth checking out, especially if you're a Tarantino fan, I think.
Cool.
Just sit back and enjoy it.
Right on. I will mention two TV shows because then I got two movies left and I'm done. So I got the entire series, all three seasons of I Spy recently.
That's awesome.
And the show holds up so much better than it has any business doing. I mean, Bill Cosby really does exude the essence of cool. Robert Culp is awesome. It really holds up well as a good spy espionage show. Like I think it's better than Mission Impossible in many ways because there actually is some like humor factor in it, but it's not a comedy. Very well done. I freaking love that show. That's just hella good. And then I'm still watching more of the Christopher Eccleston Doctor Who revival, and that is such goodness. oh, I'm not going to pay $80 a season for it, even though I really want to. I just can't justify that. But yeah, it's a really good show.
I would want to get the Entourage seasons, and even those are like $40 a piece. I'm like, I'm not
going
to do that.
Well, you know, the deep discount DVD sale's going.
Oh, is it?
They got the 20% off sale. It was actually supposed to end today, and I got an email last night from them saying that they're extending it another week, so it's going through the 29th.
Ooh.
There's some good deals. I'm gonna go through and try to find some good deals for the DVD picks this week.
I might have to do that.
Just for like some really good...
You know. I have no money, but I might have to do that.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
I don't think I watched anything else.
Oh.
I'm trying to scrape my brain. I started watching the South Park movie again, but I've seen that like 1,000 times.
Yeah, like I didn't bring up we've been watching Justice League and all that stuff because we watch it all the time. So
yeah,
that's why we buy the seasons.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, that's all good.
That's all I got.
Saw Student Bodies.
Oh,
glorious movie. I mean, the end does fall apart, but damn, it's a funny movie.
I still need to finish watching
it. I think that. I need to let you borrow it.
Okay.
I will get it out for you to watch so you can report back next week. And then finally... This is kind of the reason why I wanted to make this its own thing. Last night, around the country, as of tonight, I think is the last set of screenings for Serenity, for the Can't Stop the Serenity campaign. We went to the Denver screening, which was the only one around the world, I think, that sold out. And we had such a blast. There's something to be said about, have you seen Serenity?
Yes, and I
Firefly?
Have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's something about seeing Serenity with a bunch of brown coats. It's a beautiful thing. the group behind, who it's all done locally by the Mile High Brown Coats up in Denver. They did a great job. They had some great prizes. Everything ran like clockwork, a little late, but when does things actually start
Never.
On time?
Never, ever, ever.
Yeah, unless it's an actual theatrical screening.
Yeah.
Because the theater has to make money. But they did costume contests, of which I actually went dressed as Jane. So I guess apparently I've outed myself as a cosplayer now. I don't know if I'm proud of that or not. But the entire group, they had a giant raffle afterwards. Of all kinds of stuff. They had like one of Jane's grenades. They had a bunch of the brown coat money. Well, they had a pack of the brown coat money. You could also buy some. And they had Fruity Odie bars from the movie and all kinds of signed pictures and all kinds of great stuff. Overall, it's a great experience.
Did you win anything?
Both of us did.
Oh, cool.
I took Stephanie and I won a bunch of just pictures from a local shop, just like cast photos. And she actually won a free ticket for next year's screening.
Oh, cool.
So we're definitely, even if we didn't win that, we'd definitely be going back.
Yeah.
We're probably going to get involved a little bit more with the Firefly community out here and hang out a bit more. But it's a really good group. If our experience is any judgment as to what everyone else goes through, because there's a lady who runs one of the Virginia ones last year. Mm-hmm. Everyone's the kindest they could be. They're all nice. Everyone's just hanging out, having a good time. Well worth checking out. So if you got a Firefly Brown Coat community near you, check it out. It's definitely very cool. I'll put up a link to the Mile High Brown Coats and all that fun stuff. And yeah, I guess that's about it. Shall we talk about what movies are hitting this week?
Yeah, this week we have another highly anticipated movie, Pixar's WALL-E, which I'm dying to see.
Oh, I just think about Steph's folks are coming out next week, and I think we're trying to drag them.
I just don't think it's going to be bad.
I don't see how it can be.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you see the clip that was on Slash Film?
No.
That they posted? They posted like about a 4-minute clip, and it's awesome, even out of context with the film. And then also you have Angelina Jolie in Wanted.
Which you're going to review. Yeah. You're going to give us a review this week.
I'll give a review this week.
But did you like it?
Yes, I did like it. Surprisingly enough, I really wanted to hate it, but I liked it.
So James McAvoy could carry a movie.
Or it wasn't
Angelina Jolie.
It was her, and it was the action. No, it was the action that carried the movie. It wasn't
fair enough. Okay, we'll wait for your review. We'll probably try to have that up by Thursday or so. And let's go ahead and talk about what DVDs are hitting. Oh my gosh, actually some decent stuff and some really interesting stuff.
Yeah, this week we got a bunch of people in Vantage Point. Sigourney Weaver.
Way of the Fat Samurai.
There's a bunch of people I just can't think of. It's like at the tip of my tongue.
Why is my brain is completely non-functional?
Yeah, I know. Same here.
All today.
It's about the assassination of the president, right?
Or is it?
Okay. then you have Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns, My Blueberry Nights, which I'm not familiar with. You know what that is, though, don't you?
I do to an extent. It's not even so much like knowing about the movie. It's seeing the cast, seeing who made it. I believe it's Wong Kar-wai's latest film. Kar-wai Wong, I'm sorry, that was incorrect of me. But it is, let me see here, here's the quick plot synopsis. A young woman takes a soul-searching journey across America to resolve her questions about love while encountering a series of offbeat characters along the way. Here's who's in this. Jude Law, Nora Jones, David Strathairn, Rachel Weisz, Natalie Portman and some other people. So
that's a pretty big cast then.
Yeah, yeah, it hasn't been getting the best of word, but I'm really curious. I have to see it. I want to see it.
You have the god-awful Drillbit Taylor coming out in an unrated and regular edition.
Yeah, there's like some kind of stupid name for the unrated edition, and I couldn't...
Pants Off, Dance Off edition or something like that.
I couldn't bring myself to actually type it up. Yeah. No.
Then you have the original Batman, the movie.
With Adam West and Burt Ward. Have you seen this?
No, I have not.
Oh, you do need to.
Is it worth seeing?
Did you watch the old show at all?
Yeah, I have seen it.
It takes the corny factor and amps it up.
On purpose?
Like the bat shark repellent.
Oh, God.
There's a... Okay, here's the one spoiler alert. Sorry, skip ahead about 30 seconds, whatever. There's a scene where he and Robin are on a buoy out in the middle of the ocean getting ready to get hit by a torpedo. And it like fades out like a commercial break. It comes back and they're in a boat, like driving away. What the heck?
Wow. In the movie.
He's okay. Like, wow, it was very noble of that great dolphin to jump in the way of the torpedo. I was like, did you just know?
That's awful.
It's great.
And then finally you have the spinoff from Get Smart. Get Smart's Bruce and Lloyd Out of Control with Masayoki and the other guy.
And Nate Torrance, yes. Nate Torrance. Yeah, they were both up at Starfest, right?
Yes, they were.
So did it seem like they could carry something fun together?
I think so, but you know, it'd be interesting if they have cameos from Steve and Anne Hathaway and some other stuff. But
well, they're gonna have Patrick Warburton too.
I don't know. I might check it out.
Yeah,
I think if you're a diehard fan, it'd probably be worth it. But
it's kind of an odd marketing ploy.
Yeah,
it's almost like this is all the stuff that they had to take out. I'm wondering, and then they made it this.
Yeah, yeah, just a side extra movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of curious. Okay, so before we get out of here, I totally almost spaced this. I don't know how I did, because someone would hurt me. Sometimes we get voicemails, and we happen to get one. And this time it was from the good vicar over at Geek Radio Daily, which I think I just kind of made the beginning of his voicemail redundant. But, oh, well, here we go.
What's up, Screen Geeks? It's Vicar from Geek Radio Daily. I heart your show. You guys were talking about the My Fair Lady remake. I love My Fair Lady. This is my favorite musical. I've seen it on stage. I own it. I love it. And I don't hate the idea of a remake. Isn't that weird? But I'm ready to see it. I want to see a remake because I also adore Keira Knightley. She's my favorite actress of her generation. Yes, I said it. You wait. Give it time. She's going to age a little bit before you can appreciate her. But Keira, yeah, is luminous. It's wonderful. However, let me say, luminous, beautiful, wonderful... It's Hollywood. They all look like that. So I don't think the film is going to hinge on Eliza Doolittle. I think this film, this remake, the success thereof is going to hinge on, wait for it, the Rex Harrison role. Who are you going to put as Henry Higgins? That's going to make the picture work or not. Discuss.
And we thank the vicar for that voicemail. And actually, I emailed him back with this. And that was my click of me pulling up the IMDb page. But I actually figured... Have you seen My Fair Lady?
I have not.
You have not. It's okay.
It's my I have not day today.
That's okay. You know, it's if you're not a big musical person, it's one very easy to miss.
Okay. But
yeah. It's not my favorite. I can completely understand why he likes it. And, you know, good on him. But he asked who should play the Rex Harrison role. And I came up with Jeremy Northam from An Ideal Husband. So I went from chick flick territory to chick flick territory. Just smile and nod. It's all good.
Okay.
And I figured they should really get Rupert Everett to play the colonel who he gets who he makes the bet with. But I have to agree. I'm not dead set against Keira Knightley playing Eliza Doolittle. This is like Vicar said, he's seen it on stage. There are revivals of this show all the time. If they're talking about actually going back more to the actual play and making it a true musical, I don't have a problem with them making a remake of it. And the funny thing is, it's very highly regarded, but I'm okay with it.
When my favorite musical is Singing in the Rain, and I wouldn't mind a remake of that. Really? You think that's too much? I mean,
there's so much dancing in it.
That is true.
And who would you get to do Donald O'Connor? I'm not even so worried so much about Gene Kelly, but
I have no idea.
Donald O'Connor, I think, is almost irreplaceable.
Yeah.
As a cast guy, so that's my thought on the thing. But yeah. If you want to send us a voicemail, you too can. You can give us a call at 719-387-1804. If you have like Skype, you can just do David Minkus, which I need to actually put up at some point. But if you just call that's my Skype name, and you'll go straight through to voicemail. You can leave us a voicemail that way too, so that we don't have to call long distance and crap. If you care to email us, shoot us an email, podcast, Josh, Barry, Dave, Ethan, Nate.
Yeti.
Yeah. Wow. There you go. Yeah. Okay. At screengeeks.com. I was going to go somewhere else with that, but since sorry, I'm doing awful with names, and so I can't. Frank Drebin, that's where I was going to go with, but you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's just kill this because I'm not doing any good to anyone right now. So until next week, this is Dave.
And Josh.
Take it easy.
It's time to put the ice pack back in my pants.